You're listening to Vatican Radio.
There's been a claim and counterclaim this week between the United States and China over who is militarizing the South China Sea. Alistair Wanklin takes a look at recent developments.
Days after American fighter jets put on this show of force aimed at North Korea, China did the same for the US, landing fighter planes on a disputed island. The US Pacific Commander told lawmakers in Washington,
China is clearly militarizing the South China Sea, and you'd have to believe in a flat earth to think otherwise.
US Admiral Harry Harris. Speaking at a summit of Southeast Asian nations, U.S. President Barack Obama called for efforts to defuse tensions in a sea where six nations have competing territorial claims.
We discussed the need for tangible steps in the South China Sea to lower tensions, including a halt to further reclamation, new construction, and militarization of disputed areas.
The U.S. says it takes no side in the disputes, but it wants the South China Sea to remain open to commercial shipping. It has sailed warships on at least two occasions within waters that China claims. On Tuesday, China's foreign minister said if demilitarization is to take place, all sides need to do it. He said Beijing does not want to see foreign bombers approaching its islands. Satellite images appear to show China is setting up anti-aircraft radar and rockets in the area, potentially shifting the balance. And on Thursday, Australia announced a massive increase in defence spending. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said that is needed because of growing tensions in the region, including in the South China Sea. For Vatican Radio, Alistair Wanklin reporting.